Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that introduces you to the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Today's program over News Talk 1310 WBFD is hosted by Lloyd Roach. Bedford County Speaks is heard every Saturday at this time. Now let's join Lloyd for this week's discussion on Bedford County Speaks.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented as a public service by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here in Bedford. That's Thomas, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I'll return in a moment with today's guest, Mike Lamb from the Westland Company, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Some time back, they did a survey and they found that lots of people who live within a few miles of the Liberty Bell or the Statue of Liberty never visited either place. That happens around here, too. Just after the start of the French and Indian War, Bedford County became the gateway to the West with the opening of the Forbes Road, which we now call Route 30. In 1794, President George Washington had to come here to quell the Whiskey Rebellion. By 1913, the first transcontinental road for motor cars, the Lincoln Highway, was dedicated here, and the legendary Bedford Springs Resort still welcomes people from all over the world. With this kind of legacy, why keep it a secret? Spread the word about Bedford County, the history, the charm, and the regal Alleghenies. Bedford County, America's open door to the West.
Well, in case you're wondering about all the noise, we're in a really cool and noisy place today. We're actually at the chamber event that they have every single year at Bedford County Airport. And no, we're not here for airplanes. We're here for the Business Community Showcase, which is sponsored by the Bedford County Chamber. And right now we have a lot of children here, young people from the local schools, to do part of the career day. And my guest, Mike Lamb, is here from Wessel Company. He's got a little bit of a split personality today. We're going to talk to Mike a little bit about Wessel & Company, which is a relatively new presence of a CPA firm here in Bedford County, and also about his local participation in the Sunrise Rotary Club. So, Michael, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us. I took you away from your table there, so I appreciate it very much.
No problem.
So, are you a native of this area? Are you a Bedfordian, or are you from somewhere else?
I've lived in Bedford for 10 years now, but I'm originally from the Harrisburg area, but my wife grew up in Fishertown, and so we made the move west from Harrisburg about 10 years ago, so we really enjoy it.
I've actually lived in the Cumberland Valley where you came from, and it's quite a change, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. It's a great community, and really couldn't see myself being anywhere else.
Well, you know what I love about it? The people here talk about the traffic. They haven't a clue. They haven't a clue in any traffic here.
No such thing as rush hour.
We have traffic like in this building today, but that's about the only traffic I've seen.
Yeah.
So that's great. Well, first and foremost, Mike is a CPA and a principal with Wessel & Company. Can you tell us a little bit about Wessel and how long they've been around here in Bedford?
Sure. Wessel & Company, we've been around for over 55 years. We've been in Bedford for the last 3 years. Our office is right on Pitt Street. We have currently three employees that are based here in Bedford. We look to continue to grow, but overall our firm is a regional CPA firm. We work in Somerset County, we work in Cambria County, Blair County, Bedford County, and the other surrounding counties. So,
boy, I had no idea your reach was that far. My goodness. Now, you, of course, are a certified public accountant. Were you certified here in Pennsylvania?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
I have a brother who was certified in Illinois. That's why he says you should always ask that. I mean, I just spelt the words he told me. I don't know about this. But he's been in practice for a long time. So where did you go to school for this?
I graduated from Penn State.
Oh,
so
boy.
Go Penn State.
Blue and white guy.
Yep,
right?
Blue and white guy, which is tough being here in Pitt country, but there's also a lot of Penn State fans in the community. So, but Penn State prepared me for public accounting. I've been in public accounting for 13 years, and and getting my license was important to really just opening up a lot of opportunities. Really, with a CPA license, you can do many different things. You can be a controller with a for-profit company. You can be a finance director in local government. There's really a lot of opportunities that are available to use
a
CPA.
Well, you know, it's so true what you say. I used to have a business controller in my own business who was a CPA. Actually, he was licensed in New Jersey, but he was our CFO, and it was always good to have someone like that around. I said to him, for nothing, no other reason, said, in case a CPA walks in here, he won't...
Right, right.
He won't do bad things to me. So that was that's great that you're here with this organization. Just for the layman, people like me, can you give us kind of a short description of what exactly a CPA firm does?
Well, as a firm, we do a lot of things. One of the first things that people think of with CPAs is taxes. So we try to help individuals, businesses, nonprofits ensure that they're compliant with the various tax regulations. But a lot of our firm also deals with auditing. So again, we work with manufacturers, we work with defense contractors, nonprofits, governments, where we audit their financial statements and give an opinion. We do a lot of merger and acquisition work with companies that are looking to buy or sell, or even work with companies as they go through succession planning as businesses change hands between generations. So we really get into quite a variety of business activities.
Well, you know, I know from firsthand, having been a business owner, I remember when I bought our first radio station, the first thing I did was I actually got a high school classmate of mine who was a CPA with a big eight firm in Philadelphia. And he says, first of all, you don't want to go anywhere near these loan officers without me. And boy, was he right. And so part of your job is not just to figure out taxes, but also become a consultant to the business owner, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Our goal really is to be their trusted advisor, you know, as you shared with your CPA, you know, having someone that can, you know, whether it's a meeting with the banks to provide an extra set of eyes or another voice to the financial position of the company. You know, we do a lot of that work with clients as well.
Well, it's terrific to have you here in Bedford County. I've coincidentally visited with Mike and his boss up on the 100 East Pitt Street, up on the second floor of that absolutely stunning building that you're in. And it's really a pleasure to have them here in Bedford County. I want to remind you that we are talking to Mike Lamb today from Wessel & Company, and we are at the Business Showcase, sponsored by the Bedford County Chamber. And they are one of our sponsors of this program, and they proudly support and celebrate the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. Mike, I think we watch the television, we read business magazines, we read the paper, and it just seems like all of the government regulations and the tax codes are becoming more and more and more onerous. I mean, they say that if you put the tax code in this building, it may not fit in here. You know,
I would agree
really
with
true?
That.
I mean,
it does. It seems like they constantly are adding regulations. I know you hear of talks of hopefully one day consolidating or simplifying the tax code, and we would wholeheartedly support that. So it would make life a lot easier for us as CPAs, but also for our clients.
Well, part of your job is to keep ahead of that.
Yes.
So you must have to go to all kinds of continuing education and seminars just to find out what they did next.
Right. As CPAs, we are required to get 80 hours of continuing education every 2 years. So with a firm of our size of close to 50 people, you know, we have a lot of people who specialize in certain areas so that we all don't have to learn the same thing. We can have someone who specializes in the Affordable Care Act. And when those questions come up and making sure that you're compliant with the Affordable Care Act and those provisions, we can point you to that person. So we do try to divide it up so that it's not as overwhelming to try and drink from the fire hose.
You know, it never occurred to me until you just mentioned it that your firm wouldn't get involved with Obamacare. It never occurred to me, but of course, because it's all about expense lines in a business and how much it's going to cost or how much it won't cost, and where you get it and what government entity you have to deal with. And
exactly.
And it all goes back eventually to the IRS, I guess, at some point. Is that what you do with your clients? Or
yes, yeah. A lot of it is, you know, they're being told that they have to comply with the Affordable Care Act and provide certain levels of insurance. So, you know, that's the simplistic side of it. But as you get into it, there's pages and pages of regulations to go through. So sitting down with business owners and finding out, you know, what insurance is currently being provided to the employees and how that stacks up with the requirements, you know, we can then advise them to make sure that they are compliant, because really the penalties for not complying are quite steep, and for a small business they can be quite detrimental. So
I won't, this isn't a test, but I'm just kind of curious about something. How big of a business do you need to be, or how many employees do you have to kick, have this thing kick in? Is it 50? Is it 100? Is it 200? Just a round number?
I believe the threshold is 50 employees.
50,
so
okay.
I'm so, not the Affordable Care Act expert.
I didn't mean to put you in a box, but so it's around, say, 50 to 100 in that range someplace.
Correct.
So, yeah, so you're not that big. You're actually a fairly small guy. If you, you have
right.
a trucking company, you're in.
Right.
Yeah, so,
right.
wow. Our guest is Mike Lamb from Wessel & Company. I see on your business card, in addition to certified public accountant, you have CGFM. Now, I'm in the radio business, so I look at this and I say, well, this guy has something to do with FM radio, but I don't think so.
No,
so what's
no.
What's CGFM?
No affiliation with the radio industry.
So it doesn't stand for frequency modulation. Okay.
No. That is a certified government financial manager. So a lot of my specialty is working with various government entities. My clients range from the State Department of Education all the way down to local boroughs, local townships, local authorities. So working in the government industry, depending on who you're working with, there are different regulations. So that's a designation and a license that I pursued to really kind of well-round my government background and have that certification for clients so that they know that I do have that specialty of being a government financial manager.
Now, this firm represents Bedford County, doesn't it?
Yes.
This firm. So their set of problems are completely different from a small business guy.
Correct.
I mean, talk about regulations. They get regulated for everything. They can't
Correct.
Even turn the lights on without getting regulated.
Right. So, the you know, thinking if we took it to the county level, you know, they receive federal funds. Those, anytime you receive federal funds, there's compliance requirements.
Right.
That go along with those funds. So their headaches are we complying with everything with those funds? And if not, how do we correct that so that, you know, we don't jeopardize that funding source?
Well, I remember when I was a township supervisor some years ago in Chester County, and we built a building, and we did not consult with our CPA, which we should have done, on this matter. And we were so proud of ourselves because we had saved up all the money to build the building, the township building. The township was 300 years old and never had a building, so we were really excited. And then we built the building, and then this guy shows up from somewhere and says, well, it's a nice building, but you didn't use prevailing wage. And we said, what's that?
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
Well, the prevailing wage rate is a federal requirement. So on federally funded projects, and really a lot of the state funding has the same requirement because it's being passed through from
gotcha.
Federal agencies. But the prevailing wage rate requires entities to pay laborers of, you know, various positions a certain rate. And that rate's usually much higher than your typical standard rate.
Sure. Well, we learned the hard way because we had saved all this money, and then we had to end up, I think, borrowing another $100,000 just to cover the difference.
To make amends.
On the prevailing wage. And the interesting thing was we had to go back in and do it afterwards, after the building was completed. And the people that worked on the job weren't even in the union. So
wow.
It was so that's a good example, at least it was for me, to always ask your financial professional
sure,
first
sure.
before you launch into something like this. And I can't think of a better place to go than Wessel & Company. Mike Lamb is a principal of Wessel & Company, and he heads up the office here in Bedford at 100 East Pitt Street. You're right next to the candy store, or the, what are you next to? Are you,
well, our office is actually right above Julie's Wearable Arts.
Oh, Julie's Wearable Arts. Okay, got it.
But yeah, Lovey's Ice Cream is right around the corner,
right,
Bedford Candy.
shawl, go there, and then go up there and have your taxes handled. So it's okay. Well, look, after the break, we're going to have Mike turn his hat around. He is also a member of the Sunrise Rotary Club here in Bedford, where I once had the pleasure of speaking to this group. So we're going to hear from Mike again from Wessel & Company, but also from the Sunrise Rotary Club when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. Long before electronic ignitions, in-dash entertainment, alloy wheels, and moonroofs, our family has provided your family with worry-free transportation and reliable service. One of the great things about living in Bedford County is that all of us still appreciate personal service and the value of a reputation. So many things we want today are measured only by appearance and price. At Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, we strive to do more for you so that we can succeed. In all the years we've been in business, we've never lost sight of the fact that purchasing a car is a big deal for any family, including my own. Your car or truck is your connection to the outside world, whether it be your job, church, or family. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru understands your needs, and that is why we invite you to visit us first. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, where buying a car or truck is always worry-free.
This is Stephanie Martz of Thomas Bedford, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to today's Bedford County Speaks.
And welcome back to the Business Community Showcase here at the Bedford County Airport on this absolutely spectacularly beautiful, sunny Bedford County day. And as I told recently someone who came to visit us, Michael, it's always like this in Bedford.
It's beautiful. Yep.
I've never known a cloudy day. All right. Well, I am at the Chamber of Commerce, so I'm allowed to say things like this. We have Michael here, and Mike has been very gracious to talk to us. We ambushed him at the last minute here at the show, but I find this always makes the best programs, and in this case, it absolutely has. The showcase, by the way, let me talk to you a little bit about the showcase before we get to Mike. The showcase is an interesting event. They have it every year, and just before we went on this program, they had the Bedford County Showcase Career Fair for the Bedford County High School students, and we have several of them actually gazing at us now as we do this program. And then they're going to have this wonderful luncheon today, a networking luncheon with the keynote speaker, Charlie Batch. And of course, Charlie is well known as the Steelers quarterback and NFL analyst and founder of the Best Batch Foundation. I understand he's a very good speaker, and I look forward to hearing from him. And then later today, we'll have exhibits open to the public, and there's going to be a Tim Rooney PeopleMation workshop and lots of other things that the Chamber has at this showcase. So if you would like to go to the showcase next year, all you have to do is join the Chamber. And if you want to join the Chamber, all you have to do is get a hold of them at their website. And I have that. That's BedfordCountyChamber.com. So back to Mike a minute. Mike, the Rotary Club. Old organization, been around forever. Not everybody knows what it does. You don't drive in circles, so what do you do with the Rotary Club, and how did all this stuff begin?
Sure. Bedford County and the Bedford community is fortunate to have two clubs in Bedford. There's the Sunrise Rotary Club and the Evening Rotary Club. Our club, actually, the Sunrise Club, came out of the Evening Club. The Evening Club obviously meets in the evening. There was a group of people that their schedules worked better in the morning. So it's really just as simple as that, as how the clubs came about. But you know, there's probably about 60 Rotarians between the two clubs.
Well, being in a big agricultural community, when I arrived here, one of your members, Bill Biederman, who owns Judy's Motel, said, why don't you come and speak at our Rotary Club? And I said, well, that'd be terrific. When is it? He said, well, we'd like you there around 7 o'clock. And I said, what are you doing, this in the middle of the night? So I guess the tough Bedfordians get up early in the morning, but it must be very good for your schedule because you can get out of there and get on with your business day and have a
right. And that was one of the things that, you know, when it was first introduced to me, you know, I'm much more of a morning person. So wanting to we spend from 7 to 8 having our club meeting, a program like yourself or other programs within the community, goes over an hour. We have breakfast, and then really we're able to start our day by 8. And it doesn't interrupt. You know, the evenings are a little bit tougher, especially with a family, a young family, wanting to help raise your son or your kids, you know, you're able to be home then and do that in the evening.
Well, the Rotarian we're talking to today is Mike Lamb of Wessel & Company. As you know, you heard him on in the early part of the program. He's with the Wessel & Company Certified Public Accountants and Business Consultants. And your company actually is based in Johnstown, is that correct?
Correct.
So, and you're the Bedford office.
Correct.
And so you serve, obviously, your municipal clients here, like the county and so forth. But do other people on your staff have private clients also here in Bedford County?
Sure, yeah. We have a number of clients, even beyond the municipal clients that I work with. We have individual tax clients based here in Bedford and in the surrounding area. We work with a lot of small businesses in the community as well. So even though we may only have three employees that are living here in Bedford on a regular basis, really probably three-quarters of our 50 people make it down to the Bedford office at some point to work with a client.
Well, actually, three is pretty big. Most accounting firms are one guy in his office, so you're already three times the size of most CPA firms, at least the small ones. Well, Mike, the Rotary connection is more than just having breakfast, isn't it? You guys have a lot of things that you do in the community, and tell me about some of your recent things that you've done with your club. I know you get very involved in the community and do things for schools and all kinds of things.
Sure. Rotary, as a community service club, it's important that we're giving back to the community. We do that through a number of avenues. One avenue that we partner with the evening club on is the Dictionary Project, where we will go out to each of the school districts, to their classrooms, and we'll pass out dictionaries just to provide those resources to kids who may not have a dictionary. And it seems like a simple thing, but you know, having that resource as you go through school, it's theirs to keep, you know, and to take with them. So that's one project that we do within the community. A lot of times we maybe have different fundraiser type projects that allow us to then support, you know, whether it's FFH or it's we have a Rotaract Club through the Bedford High School. So there's a group of high school kids that are affiliated with Rotary, and as the evening club and morning club, we can support them as they get involved in the community, and they do a lot of great projects as well.
And Rotary International, of course, has zillions of things. And if my memory serves me correctly, aren't they kind of head up an anti-polio thing across the world, as I recall it?
Yes.
And you think polio will help me get rid of that? Turns out we haven't.
Well, it is eradicated right here in the U.S., right, so we're fortunate with that. And actually, we're down to only less than, I think, four countries that still have polio as a problem. Yeah. So being here in Bedford, we can contribute to the foundation's efforts to eradicate polio in those third world countries right now. So it's nice to, you know, we not only serve our community here in Bedford, but we're able to then be a part of a larger reach, you know, throughout the course of the world. So
I know when you go and speak at Rotary clubs, and I've done that. I've not been a particularly good Rotarian, but I've spoken with a lot of them over my career because it's kind of what I do. And every time I went, they give you a little keepsake. And I remember one of the Rotary clubs saying they collected keepsakes from other Rotarians that came to their club. So has the Sunrise Rotary Club in Bedford ever had someone from another Rotary club come?
Yes.
From a foreign country or another state or something like that?
Yes, we've had people from other countries as well as other states. Typically, they bring a small little banner that has their club, and then we typically have those banners that we can give to them, and they can take back to their club. So, you know, Rotary being a worldwide organization, it really does allow you to connect with people worldwide, even right here in Bedford.
So you could walk into the Rotary of Kuala Lumpur or someplace and say, "Hi, I'm from Bedford County. What's for lunch?"
Yeah.
Or breakfast.
Yep. However they meet, you can take something to them, and they'll welcome you in. And that's one thing that I found with Rotary is, you know, really everyone is welcoming. Everyone's supportive, you know, of the efforts within the community. And really, I think at the end of the day, both clubs, we just want to make a positive impact in the community. And so we
work together. Our guest is Michael Lamb, a CPA for the Wessel Company here in Bedford County. And if you would like to visit Michael, he's at 100 East Pitt Street. He said right above Elaine's Wearable Arts. Or you can give him a call at 623-1403, and we'll give you that contact information again at the end of the program. Mike, your leadership of your Sunrise Rotary Club, how often does that change? Do you guys have term limits, or how does it work?
So our leadership changes every July 1. So we run on a fiscal year from July 1 to June 30. Alan Haar was our immediate past president, and then July 1st of 16, Kelly Goodman Schaefer from the Bedford Chamber of Commerce, she is our president for the upcoming year.
Right.
So we have a president, a vice president, a second vice president, a treasurer, and a secretary. And some of those positions the treasurer secretary position could stay the same. Once you become second vice president, you then move up to vice president to president. So when you make that commitment as second vice president, it's a 3-year commitment that you'll one day be president of the club.
You're kind of an heir apparent when you become second vice president. Well, very interesting. I did not know that. Well, I know that the impact of service clubs on a community is significant. You have several service clubs here in Bedford County, not least of which are the Lions and yourself. But I've always been impressed with the fact that you attract such a diversity of people. I mean, everything from motel owners to chamber presidents to CPA professionals. I know you got some farmers in your club. You've got some other people like that.
Right.
It makes a kind of interesting group, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It's an eclectic variety of our community. So, we get together once a week, and, it's good to connect with them on an individual basis. And then, obviously, as we come up with projects, we actually just submitted a grant to the Rotary Foundation. And the way that works is based on the amount that you provide to the foundation, they then provide a local grant that you can apply to a project. So the project that we're hoping to receive a grant for is for the Humane Society and their new building project that they have going on. And whatever we get through the Rotary Foundation, we as a club will then match, and then that donation will go towards their building project to build their new facility. So
I really appreciate your taking time to explain the Rotary Club to us. And before we get out of here, this portion of the program is affectionately referred to as the shameless promotion portion, where you get to really plug the company. And I want to talk a little bit about Wessel and how Wessel could benefit your business or organization. For example, if you have a nonprofit, not necessarily a big company, but just a nonprofit, could someone like that use your services at Wessel's?
Absolutely. We have nonprofits where maybe they don't need us to do an audit or to do the 990 tax return. One of the things that we specialize in because of nonprofits is providing various board trainings. So making sure that board members of nonprofits understand their responsibilities to guide and direct organizations. And that covers both financial responsibilities, legal responsibilities, really just to make sure that they have the appropriate policies and procedures in place to not only protect themselves, but to make sure that their efforts are guiding the organization in the way that they would want it to go.
And board governance is a big thing, isn't it? I mean, a lot of people join boards and think it's no big deal, but actually it is a big deal, isn't it?
No, there's real responsibility to, being on a board and being an active participant. It's certainly not just something that you do just to kind of attach to your resume. So,
well, I really appreciate your taking the time to talk to us. And is there anything we missed here about Wessel? Did I miss anything important about that?
No. As a local firm, I mean, we're really willing to meet with anybody. We're certainly not a fit for everybody, but we provide quality services. We're timely in the services that we provide, and we'd be happy to meet with you and talk about your needs.
Well, go online and look for WesselCPA.com. That's WesselCPA.com. That's the website. I've been on their website. Very easy to navigate. Very attractive, by the way. Whoever did that really did a great job. And their local number here in Bedford is 623-1403. And if you can't remember any of that, just give Bedford County Speaks rather a call, and we'll hook you up with Uncle and his firm. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks,
I really appreciate your doing this. And we have been at the Business Community Showcase at the Bedford County Chamber here at the airport, and we've had a great time talking to Mike and others today. So we want to thank Kelly Goodman Schaefer for her hospitality, and of course the Cessna Stations for letting me horn in on their nice booth here. Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru on Route 220 in Bedford, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I look forward to joining you next time right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks. Listen each Saturday beginning at 8:30 to hear about the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Thanks for listening.